Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This, if you haven't heard about this, let me bring you up to speed. It happened a little earlier this week, but it keeps developing. The interim U.S. attorney, Lindsey Halligan, basically texting back and forth with a reporter, Lawfare's Anna Bauer. It was a 33-hour on-the-record signal exchange that then at some point Lindsey Halligan decides to send the reporter a note that says, by the way, everything I ever sent you is off record. So what do you do with that sort of thing? We have an expert here to discuss this with us. Annie Scranton is the president and founder of Pace Public Relations. And Annie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Well, good morning to you. Glad you woke up with us. Glad you're with us. I know you had to set your alarm for super early. But let me start here. What is your kind of professional take on Lindsey Halligan's text message controversy? And how does this potentially violate kind of basic PR ethics?
My professional take is it's completely ridiculous. It should fall under common knowledge, okay? You can't reach out to and share information with a journalist and then say after the fact, oh, just kidding, that was off the record. That's just not how it works. Anybody who went through journalism school, PR, comms, and even if you just have a high-profile job where you work for a CEO or a business leader or, let's say, members of the government in the highest levels, you learn and you know these things. So the premise that the reporter here did anything out of order is completely false. And it's just kind of rings true to me, at least, from just, you know, sort of the current administration just walking back whatever they don't like.
Yeah. And I mean, you've worked obviously in TV for major networks like CNN and Fox News. I mean, is this a matter of U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan simply not understanding how the world works, how the media world works? Was she not vetted enough? Is she not experienced enough? I mean, because as you said, it sort of is common sense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a legal or government expert by any stretch, but I was researching and reading up on this. And, you know, a lot, the common thesis is that Trump was quick to appoint Halligan and the other one, Alina. So in order to get results quicker and perhaps in terms of like professional legal experience, she was not vetted properly. I really can't speak to. What I can speak to is, even if she somehow did not know that engaging in a conversation on text with a reporter without saying off the record was a good thing to do, it doesn't really matter. It just doesn't really matter. Like, that sucks for her. But I mean, these are just the rules that journalists live by. And Anna Bauer has been a longtime legal reporter. She has a fantastic reputation. And she didn't do anything, you know, that ethically journalists are not allowed to do.
We're in such a polarized time right now where obviously, you know, in many ways, you're either kind of for or against this administration. And even the media gets labeled as such. I guess my question for you, Annie, is kind of from a crisis communications perspective, how do you think kind of DOJ should handle this? I mean, this is one of their top prosecutors appearing to leak grand jury information, which obviously is confidential. So just from that crisis comms perspective, what are your thoughts?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I mean, I think under normal circumstances, crisis comms would probably call for an internal investigation into Ms. Halligan's words and conversations that she's had, and in all likelihood, wanting to also find out who else she may have spoken to, you know, off the record or in a context that that was not done properly. I think without that information first, it's impossible to say from an optics and a PR perspective, what should you do? You have to actually get to the root of the problem. And I think here it's definitely worth the DOJ looking into any other conversations she may have been having with classified, highly sensitive information to other media outlets. That being said, it just seems like any sort of normal playbook is thrown out by this current administration. So the DOJ did release a statement on this, and they said that they ended it by saying, well, Ms. Bauer, good luck getting any other reporter to talk to you ever again since you've leaked these text messages. So it's kind of just in line with sort of them really protecting their own and, you know, and doggedly going after the person that they are not aligned with. That's their PR tactic. That's their PR game. And, you know, frankly, it's worked for them thus far. I can't say that it hasn't.
No, it really has. It really has. And we're in a, you know, a totally new world when it comes to PR from this administration, and a lot of it coming directly from the president on social media. Let me ask you this, Annie, before we let you go. I mean, big picture, you know, what does all of this mean for public trust? Trust in our in journalists, trust in our justice system. I mean, what do you make of it?
I think it's just the latest in a years-long series of moments that speak to what you just said, distrust pretty much all the way around. I don't even want to say it's this administration or the Biden administration or journalists this year or 5 years ago. It's kind of just been slowly eroding in my humble opinion. And I think with the rise of independent journalists and news influencers and, you know, Gen Z overwhelmingly getting their news from TikTok and other social media platforms, there's just sort of a larger growing thought of, well, who can we trust in these larger media outlets? Because they're owned by a business, you know, and those business leaders have their own interests. And so it's a complicated world we're living in right now. But I guess my final thought would be, at least on the journalist and the professional and the media side, everybody's really just trying to do the best job that they can. You do not get into journalism for the money. It does not pay it that great.
That's
and
true.
As we know, so these journalists are doing it because they love it, because they love the work, they love the profession, and hopefully because they want the American people to get the truth, you know, and to let them make up their own minds after they report on the truth. So I would just leave you with that. You know, journalists are having a tough time right now with so many layoffs, but really, I think the overwhelming majority of them are just trying to do a good job.
She is Annie Scranton, Pace Public Relations out of New York City.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.